Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Dick, good morning.
Hi, it is a good morning. Thank you, John Mark.
And as always, you have brought a guest with you today.
I have. This morning we have Dennis White, and he is one of the frontline volunteers that we don't hear a lot about, but is doing some tremendous work in this community. Dennis White is with the Commerce Food Pantry, and I'm just honored to have him here to tell us about his organization.
Yeah, Dennis, I know we've had you on before. It's been a while, so welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks for having me.
The Commerce Food Pantry, and you all operate out of the First Presbyterian Church in Commerce.
That's correct. It's on 1216 Monroe Street.
Very big area that the food pantry takes up in the church, or how is it situated within the church?
Right, the Presbyterian Church has graciously allowed one whole wing of their church to us, and we use probably 3 to 4 rooms there for food storage and interview rooms and food distribution rooms.
And you were telling me just before we got started how many people you all are serving per month, and it's pretty remarkable.
That's right. It's at least 200 families each month. And if you figure each family has 2 to 3 members at least, that's a lot of people that we're feeding.
Yeah. And that's going up, right? You're seeing more and more people?
Unfortunately, it's increasing.
What do you think the reason is?
I think the economy, we read in the newspapers that the economy is increasing or getting better, but we're the last people to see that. Hmm. So a lot of people are still struggling. And we're seeing a lot of people that perhaps they have a job, but it's just not enough to take care of their family. And we supplement their food sources.
How do people qualify? How do they come to you and then you check them out to make sure that they are, I don't know if the word is deserving, but that they're eligible?
Right. People come to us and they do fill out a form, and it's a general information form that we take. We're certainly not a detective agency, but if you tell us you're hungry, we will give you food. Now, we might take your address and maybe direct you to a food pantry that might be closer to you, but it's only for your convenience.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dennis White, who is with Commerce Food Pantry, and also Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Now, something new that you all are doing, I really think this is a terrific idea. Well, I'll just let you tell this new thing that you've come up with.
Yes, we're starting some cooking classes now, utilizing the food that we actually give out. And we found out if you take a bag of dried beans instead of a can of beans, you'll get 5 times more servings out of that, and it'll be a delicious meal and feed the whole family. And we'll show you how to do it, and you can even win a crock pot if you so desire.
Have you had quite a few people take advantage of that?
Yes, we have people signing up literally every day asking about it. And so far, our classes have been full, 5 to 6 to 10 people at a time.
And so, you're one of the cooking instructors?
I will be one of the cooking instructors, too. hopefully, everyone has 911 on their card, on their phone, and call emergency, but it'll be a good meal for them.
As you say, it seems like we're always calling the younger people into question, but you said there's a lot of younger folks that really just never have quite learned how to cook.
That's right. And, I learned from my mother, and perhaps someone else did not, and I'll be glad to share what knowledge I have on cooking. I think they'll enjoy it.
You pass along recipes?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Dick, let's talk about Community Cares just for a moment in the last minute or so that we have. You all have a fundraising campaign that's underway, well underway, and getting fairly close to your goal, aren't you?
We are, and we want to surpass that goal simply for people like Dennis here. We provide them around $2,000 this year, and hopefully we can do more if we surpass the goal. They will benefit from that as well. You need to know that every penny we raise goes to our service agencies. We don't have any paid staff. I think Dennis told me also they don't get any money from anywhere else as far as other agencies that serve the county. And mm-hmm. So, this again points to the importance of giving to the Commerce Community Cares. We vet these agencies. We know what good they're doing in the community, and every penny goes to these agencies to help out.
So Commerce Community Cares has a website that is a good place to go.
It sure does.
CommerceCommunityCares.net, is it, or .org?
.org, and I believe there will be a link on your website here at KTR
We will absolutely do that, and I think you've said in the past folks can also go to the Chamber of Commerce to make a contribution.
They can, you bet.
Very good. Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares, Dennis White with the Commerce Food Pantry. Fellas, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John Mark.
Very good. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.